right. We have to live rent-free, and often we have somebody on the crew lead us off.
Yeah, leadoff hitter.
I'm looking around the room, and I see somebody that might live adjacent to a Shire who's got his hand raised, and that is Kevin Landrum.
Well, thank you, Mino. I noticed this recently. It's something that has been living rent-free in my brain for longer than I thought. And it comes from part two of the documentary film series known as Ace Ventura. Now, if I come across somebody that I know, like let's say you and I were just out and about and then we just run across each other, I say this one specific line to people more often than I should, and it comes from When Nature Calls. Now, to set this up, Ace Ventura is chasing down the antagonist, who I believe is a poacher, and he's chasing him down in a monster truck, and he pulls up alongside of him, and this is a little brief cut from the scene, and we'll get the line here.
Right?
This is weird.
Okay, so if we walk, if I walk by you in the parking garage, if I'm going to my car and you're leaving yours, I will say, from the consulate, right? This is weird. It's so stupid. It makes no sense, but it's rent-free in my brain.
Have you been doing that since you've seen the movie?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Looking back on it, just watching, I think I made the oldest watch Ace Ventura like about a year or so ago.
Okay.
I bet our parents hated us so much back in 1994 and 95 because we would quote Ace Ventura all the time.
Look, they're bad movies, but they're really funny.
Oh, they're really funny, but just the character was so annoying. Like, looking at it as a parent now, I bet we just beat them to high holy trying to do our fake Jim Carrey all the time.
This was one of the movies that young Mino went to see in the theater. It was either this one or the first one. I think it was When Nature Calls. It's the one where he makes his butt talk. Well, is that Nature Calls?
Well, he does it in both.
Okay. But we get to that part of the movie, and my parents are like, "No, nah, we're leaving. We're going to see another movie." It was that one, and then
nerds,
you're lost.
I will always. I don't know if I've told this story on the air. I always tie the movies Pulp Fiction and Man of the House together.
That's really weird, dude.
Because we bought tickets to go see Man of the House, which was Jonathan Taylor Thomas and Chevy Chase, and we either went into the wrong movie, or they were playing the wrong movie, and they were playing Pulp Fiction. And we got through about
Young Mino grew up a lot.
And we were like, I think we're in the wrong movie. And we went to see Man. And we were like, oh, okay, I guess we went from the wrong one.
Young Mino sees
And I was upset. I was like, this isn't JTT. This isn't Chevy Chase. He doesn't have a squirrel named Numbnuts. I was upset.
Goodness.
So I will always think of Man of the House now when Pulp Fiction. And it's a great movie now. This is a little 4-year-old kid. I was like, I don't want to watch this adult movie. Watch a fun movie.
From the consulate. Weird.
Weird.
From the consulate.
Well, speaking of Jim Carrey, P1 Joe emails in. He says, "Hi, guys. My family and my closest circle of friends, when flying, as soon as we land, will text whomever it matters to, 'We've landed on the moon' from Dumb and Dumber." Lives rent-free in our brains. And this, of course, was when he was looking for Mary Swanson. And
some more Jim Carrey. Yeah.
Storming out of the bar.
"Yeah, her family has the big place up on Alpine Drive."
"Alpine Drive? Big place? No way!
That's great!
We landed on the moon!"
And you might hear that every day during Travis's news intro on the invasion. So stupid.
When's the last time you've watched that movie? Because that was
months ago, probably.
Okay, good. Yeah, it holds up still?
1994 was a killer year for Jim Carrey.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. Just totally crushing it. All right, let's move on to Phil. P1 Phil says, "There's been quite a bit of chatter about tribute videos since Luke has returned to Dallas. I've been wondering a lot, rent-free in my head, as you might say, about what criteria maybe to receive a tribute video. Reminds me of Bob's criteria for dynasties. Would love to hear the sweet spot's take on it for players in general, not just Luca, fellow P1 Phil."
That's interesting.
And I don't know if I necessarily have a hard and fast criteria. I just think if the organization feels it's necessary to do it, it's fine. I think it's nice for the player, especially one that played. Now, I don't know, like when Maxey comes back, even though Maxey wasn't a frontline player, and he was out the other night for L.A., but once the Lakers are back and Maxey plays, I think there should be one for him. He contributed.
And it depends on when you play it, too. Like the one with Luka, they played it during player intros, and it was right before they introduced him. That was the right time to do it, and we take away the whole, you know, what the organization has said about him. But maybe we put the bar at KP because we've brought that one up when he left and he came back and he had a video. If you want to play a quick 30-second video for a dude that contributed, now you don't have to be an all-NBA player or something, but just like if Dwight ever leaves. If he, I don't think he ever will. I think he's just going to play for, yeah.
Just a montage.
Yeah, if he's playing for Boston next year and he comes back and they'll have a tribute video for Dwight that they'll play during the first time out of the first quarter. They're not going to play during player intros because he's not going to be starting. But nobody's going to be upset at that.
Why would you do that, though, for the worst thing to ever happen to the franchise?
That motivated him to get hit in the face more this year. You heard EA say that.
What if the Mavericks went to EA and said, hey, listen, buddy.
He would do it. It doesn't matter
what
it is.
We need you to narrate this Dwight Powell video.
All right, we have a bit. We have a bit idea. We'll have EA narrate the Dwight Powell tribute video.
What is he saying?
While he's still on the team.
I don't understand any of this.
And quickly, one more before we get to why today doesn't suck. Let's go to P1 Jamie, who sent this in last month. He goes, Ticket, what's living in my head rent-free? Anytime I hear the word level, this runs through my head. At what level in Dion voice? Thank you for what you've done to your bodies, P1 Redbeard. And, of course, it's a famous drop from Dion, and I find myself, mm-hmm. whenever I hear level, I think of Dion as well. Do we have it?
We might be home.
What?
What?
Are you speaking English right now?
We might be home?
No, I'm just...
is this Mandarin?
it might be a lost cause. I'm still looking, man.
Are you kidding?
These pages, man, I'm trying to search and find. And
what about the library? Just like maybe.
Yeah, I know.
Just go to the library, man.
Decibel
system.
Okay. Hold on.
No, we're not going to hold
it's
on.
Okay.
It's 250.
We heard the drop. It's the at what level he says that. Yeah, that gets stuck in my head, too.
So if you want to add to this segment, as we do it every Wednesday at 215, rentfree1310@gmail.com.